In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, if you have ever wondered why we are called Roman Catholics, the feast of today gives you the answer to that question. We are called Roman Catholics because Saint Peter, whom our Lord appointed as the visible head of the Catholic Church, he was the Bishop of Rome, and all his successors as a visible head of the Church have also been bishops of Rome. So today's feast is Saint Peter's chair at Rome. When we speak of Peter's chair, we mean the throne where the bishop sits and rules and guides over his flock. It is the pontifical throne where you see bishop sitting during the pontifical mass, and the ministers around him serve him and assist him saying the holy mass. When you sit down on a throne or on a chair, that is often the sign of authority. That's why in the confessional, the priest sits down while you as penitent are kneeling, symbolizing that priest has the authority over you. So when St. Peter's chair is celebrated, we celebrate the fact that St. Peter, sitting and ruling on his throne, he was put in charge of all Catholics all around the world. The modern church has truly abandoned this feast, and very suddenly so, because nowadays they follow the false popes, whose current name is Francis, and they stopped celebrating this important feast in the year 1960. But this feast is very ancient and also tells us the story how Saint Peter ended up being the Bishop of Rome. He was sent by God to rule and guide over this great city of Rome when the emperors were still in command over there. Whenever you have a very big city, it unfortunately often means that there are also very big sins committed there, and that certainly was the case with Rome 2,000 years ago. Rome was the center of all kind of idolatry and immorality, but Rome was also the political center of the whole world. The emperor who had dominion over there, he was the most powerful man in the whole world, and indeed the Roman emperor ruled over most of the parts of the world. So because the town was very much in need of hearing the saving gospel of Jesus Christ and the Catholic Church, Saint Peter was sent there to preach. And since it was also the political center of the whole world, it was very fitting and also practical that the leader of the whole world's Catholics should also reside and rule from the capital of the whole world. There are so many monuments on the evidences that Saint Peter truly arrived to Rome and ruled in there, and after ruling there 25 years, he suffered martyrdom together with Holy Apostle Saint Paul. That's why today, as well as every time when we celebrate Saint Peter, we also commemorate his trusty companion, Saint Paul. Children, this feast should raise in us many good thoughts about the Catholic Church. We should be very grateful that God has given us Catholic Church, and that he has given us bishops and priests to guide and guard us, so that we are able to to serve God very well in this life and be rewarded in heaven. The main channel where God gives his grace are the sacraments, and through the sacraments which you receive from your bishops and from your priests, you are getting strengthened to do the will of God in your life and to go to heaven after your death. So this feast should raise in us thanksgiving towards our Heavenly Father of all the good things he has given us through his Catholic Church. And this feast should also raise in us thoughts and prayers to ask from God Almighty even more good things, not only for ourselves, but to the whole world. Just like the Romans in the time of St. Peter, they were very much in need of hearing this liberating and true gospel of our Lord. So the world in today is also so much in need of sacraments and hearing the good message that it is through God's Church where God has established his salvation here on earth. We ask future blessings from God Almighty during this whole week, because today starts what is called the Chair of Unity Octave, and throughout every day of this week, we ask from God Almighty that all those people who are now in error and who are plagued by sin and immorality and idolatry, that they would abandon their false gods, they would abandon their selfishness and would come back to the unity of the true Church, namely the Catholic Church. And when we think about things of which we should be thankful to God Almighty, we should be thankful that he has sent us priests and bishops who even on this day give very much needed hope to the whole world and the Catholics living there. In 1 month, on another feast of St. Peter, the Chair of St. Peter in Antioch, in February 22nd, we have the joy of seeing the consecration of Father Selway as a new bishop in the Catholic Church. Remember him during this Chair of Unity Octave. Remember him in your prayers and ask from God many blessings to this new bishop. It has never been an easy job of being a bishop. He has enormous responsibilities, and both in his personal life and in the sense that he is put in charge of so many people. But we truly need bishops, because we also need priests who give us sacraments and, like St. Peter all those years ago, preach us the good word of God and preach us about the necessity of the Catholic Church and Catholic faith. Pray for your priests, pray for your bishops, especially for our new bishop who we will get soon, so that as St. Peter overcome the great evils of the ancient Rome, we also might see Catholic faith spreading far and wide as it spread so wonderfully during the times of the apostles. No matter how much evil there is in the world, the Holy Catholic faith and the redemptive blood of Jesus Christ is something which always overcomes the evil. And if we are in the side of the apostles, saints, and martyrs, we are always on the correct side, the side of God, the side of happiness, redemption, and eternal happiness. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.